This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Global losers.
Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your host. I'm Rocky. Join me today on today's show. Oh, he's missing. Is Mr. 315.
He is good.
Here. What's going
good
on, man?
I'm here.
Of course, our compadre, BBB, he had leave for today. So we're going to talk about some stuff here, some NBA news, Bon Voyage, two words for you, and anything else you would like to discuss.
Cool, cool.
Baseball season starts this weekend as well. I can't wait for baseball. Are you even a baseball fan?
You know what? I'm a postseason baseball fan, but now that I'm doing this show, oh, I got to step up the game.
Well,
the,
who's your team?
Yankees. Yankees. Yankees, New
York.
You're
a big shot, yeah. New York Yankees.
So I'm going to step my game up to show. My baseball knowledge.
All right,
get that up to par.
We will talk some. We will definitely talk some college. We will definitely talk some baseball. And we'll talk more about it next week.
Right.
But this week, let's get into the NCAA Final Four. Only 657 brackets out of over 18 million brackets remain there. There's only six. Mm-hmm. I can't believe there's 657 brackets that picked South Carolina.
I can't either. I didn't see that coming at all. Which is cool, for especially down here where we are, because we can possibly see a North Carolina, South Carolina national championship matchup. How crazy would that be?
It would be. I hope South Carolina will win. That's my only worry about South Carolina getting there to play North Carolina.
To win it. Hopefully, that you're right. Right, right.
I definitely don't want to see North Carolina win it.
You know what? Me either.
I'm so sick of
it. Yeah. Me either.
I'm an anti-Tar Heel. I don't really like Duke either, but I'll cheer for Duke before Carolina.
My dislike for Duke and Carolina has went up a little bit more now that Syracuse is in the ACC.
Well, and I can understand that completely. Being a State fan, I'm used to it. But going into the Final Four, South Carolina plays Gonzaga. Have you been watching Gonzaga or South Carolina?
You know what? We were kind of tough. I know I was in the past months talking about Gonzaga. But, man, I have this weird feeling they're going to win it all. I really do, man. I don't know what it is.
I can see it. I'm going to still give Gonzaga no respect. All right, you get zero respect.
See, I was too. I was too. In months past, I was too.
I'm giving them zero respect because I look at their path to this championship, and, dude, this is the easiest West that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Northwestern, Vanderbilt, Notre Dame, Princeton, West Virginia, Bucknell, Maryland, Xavier. Come on, man, really? And then Florida State, who got pounded. Gulf Coast, St. Mary's, VCU, Arizona, North Dakota. The only team I even saw on that side of the bracket that was really was Arizona, and they lost. But after them, who's really the competition? Florida State, as you could tell, they got overrated because they got clobbered by Xavier.
Well, their test comes this weekend. Probably their first real test.
And if South Carolina wins, you know, if they win the whole thing, they would beat Duke, Carolina, Gonzaga, all to win the national title.
What a road.
But if you compare the UNC path, I mean, UNC had to go through Kentucky, Butler, you know, those are real, real good teams.
You know, and North Carolina has always been a good tournament team to me also. They kind of always have been to me.
They are. They have those moments where they have those times they lose, you know, just like Duke in the first or second.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, they're definitely. So, who wins? Do you have an X factor for South Carolina Gonzaga? Who wins?
I keep forgetting his name.
South Carolina?
For South Carolina.
Thornwell?
Thornwell. What's his first name?
Centorius.
Centorius Thornwell. Yeah. He's the factor. He's the X factor for South Carolina.
He's got 108 points in three games. The eighth player to ever have over 100 in three straight games.
He's the X factor for the game. I mean, if he's doing what he's doing the last few games, I mean, I could see South Carolina winning this.
I'm gonna say the X factor is rebounding. They can't let Gonzaga bigs really beat them up inside.
Right.
They have to at least contend in rebounding. Watching the Gonzaga play Xavier, those guys were just too big.
Mm-hmm.
They had too many big guys, too many tall, and they were getting killed on the boards.
Yeah, they were.
If South Carolina could at least keep it close on the boards, I think they can win. And Thornwell definitely has been one of the players of this tournament.
He's been a player and you know, every year we seem to see that, like that one player of the tournament who, and the other guy from Oregon too.
Oh yeah, Dylan Brooks.
Right, Dylan
or
Brooks.
Dorsey.
Yep.
Dorsey's been they call him Mr. March right now.
These are two good games, man. These are two I'm really good about games.
You know, I thought the Gonzaga game was going to be ugly, and they actually have been playing very well.
Right.
I didn't think they could play offensive ball. I figured most of their games are like 60 points, but they've been scoring 80 and 90. So, and South Carolina's supposed to be defensive, but they, you know, they've been looking
good. They're putting up points on the offense.
Who wins the game, South Carolina, Gonzaga? Saturday night.
I'm going Gonzaga. I can't believe I'm saying this 3 months ago. I would not have said this, but I'm going Gonzaga.
I'm going to go South Carolina, but I can see Gonzaga win it. And it would be weird to see Gonzaga win it the year after Villanova. Because Villanova, I had the same feeling every year. They get the tournament, they lose.
Yeah.
So Gonzaga might prove us wrong this year. But I got South Carolina. UNC and Oregon. Do you have an X factor? Who wins?
The two guys we just mentioned for Oregon, and Barry for North Carolina.
Yeah, Joe Barry's talking about if he even plays.
Yeah. And I actually have Oregon winning that one, too. I want to see an Oregon-Gonzaga final.
Oregon-Gonzaga?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see
just that. just something different. You don't have your usual suspects in the national championship game like you always do. There won't be a Kansas there. There won't be a Duke, a Carolina, Kentucky. I mean, Gonzaga, well, Oregon. That'll be pretty good.
You want to go different. I'm going to go Oregon, South Carolina.
Oregon, South Carolina. Okay.
Oregon hasn't been to Final Four since 1939. Gonzaga never been. South Carolina's never been. And Carolina, of course, is Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see Oregon and South Carolina. And I'm going to say Oregon's going to win.
The national championship?
Dylan Brooks is amazing. Dorsey is amazing. That backcourt. Yeah, I know Boucher went out with that injury, but that kid bailed the other night. I mean, this whole tournament, he's been averaging 13 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
He's been playing big. And I just think if Oregon wins, if they play South Carolina, I think they beat South Carolina just because of the talent that they have. They're really, really good.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. We got – who did you have win?
Oregon-Gonzaga, and I have Gonzaga winning it all. I got the Zags winning it all. I would not have said this 3 months ago.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't even think they would be here.
Me either.
But I get it. Going to the NBA, around the NBA, so we'll see what happens Saturday and Monday night. NBA, Devin Booker scored 70 points this past week. Earl Watson of the Sun says do something about it after calling timeouts and fouling late to help Booker reach 70. I just don't like the calling timeouts late in the game to get your guy 70. But it counts. Hey, 70 points. 70 is 70.
I like Booker, though.
I like Booker a lot.
I wish my Pistons would have drafted him, man.
Charlotte should have drafted him.
Yep. I mean,
absolutely.
Two misses right there on that kid. Bright future. I call him baby Klay Thompson. Because he might be the third best shooter in the league after them. He may be.
He's not as tall, but you know what I like about him?
He's not tall at all, no.
He does not seem rattle at the rim. The problem I have with Klay Thompson, you get him inside to do anything, and he's horrible.
That's right. He is horrible.
Devin Booker can go inside out. It doesn't matter.
He can finish at the rim. Klay can't. You notice that too?
Yeah. Klay, you ask Klay to do anything other than a jump shot, he's got a problem.
That's right. Even put the ball on the floor sometimes.
Yeah. Devin Booker can put the ball on the floor. He can make moves in the post, get somebody smaller on him.
That's right.
He can make those post moves. Klay Thompson cannot make post moves.
That's right.
I don't know. And you know, just nothing against Klay. That's just his game.
That's his game.
But I like Booker, too. I like him a lot. Watch him this Sunday against the Hornets. Kid's really, really good.
Yeah. He's going to – 21 years old. Yeah, he's got a –
No, he's 20.
Is he 20?
He's only 20. I thought it was 21. I thought it was 21.
Okay, man, even better. 20 years old to score 70 points.
I mean, dude, in 3 years, this could be one of the best players in the game.
Yep.
You know, I do think he will be that mentality. And with that team, the way they're built it, they're a young team, and they could contend.
Yeah, the Phoenix Suns will be around in 5 years. They'll be around doing some work.
Talking about some teams doing some work, the Spurs routed the Cavs this past week, 103-74, giving the Celtics the number one seed in the East. Cavs now are tied with the Celtics for the one seed after Boston lost to Milwaukee. I said on the show last week, Cavs are in trouble. I don't care what anybody says. They're dead last in defense. Dead last.
Yeah, and as it looks right now, they're not beating Golden State or San Antonio in the NBA Finals, right now.
I don't have them beating Golden State. I mean, you can't just turn on defense. And they haven't been good defensively all year.
That's true.
I mean, I get that, you know, you got offense, you've been there, but this team is not the same team as last year. As much as we talk about Golden State not being the same team, they're playing defense right now. Golden State playing defense. Talking about the Warriors last night, they won 9 in a row. They beat the Spurs after being down 22. David West was huge, and the Warriors defense played great. David West had like 12 points, and he had like 8 points in the fourth.
I saw him knock down a three, too.
Yeah. I mean, he was huge last night. That's the difference with them and the Cavs. Cavs don't have any big guys that can make any threes or any shots.
I'm concerned about the Cavs in the NBA Finals. I'm really not concerned about them coming out the East.
I am too.
Unless they run into Washington.
If they play the Wizards, I think they're in trouble because you got Gortat on the inside.
Mr. Triple-Double.
Yes, Triple-Double. I love it, Mr. Triple-Double.
Mr. Triple-Double.
The real Triple-Double in life. You got Bojan coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Kid can shoot. I mean, he's big. That can drive to the basket. I think you match him against TT, Tristan Thompson, or Kevin Love. I think they can create.
And I love Kyrie Irving. But this year against Watt, he's been getting trimmed up by John Wall.
John Wall the other night, 41 points. The other night they lost, but he's 37 points. Last week, John Wall 37 points and 11 assists versus the Cavs.
I called John Wall. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
I called John Wall Russell Westbrook East.
No, he is. And
especially as far as getting end to end, he might be actually faster than Russell Westbrook end to end.
He is.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
He might be faster than Russell Westbrook.
If him and Beal can just get that combo going every game, you know, it's scary.
They can be the top backcourt in the league. Now Splash Brothers in probably the second best backcourt in the league.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But I just With the Cavs, you don't see it defensively.
You don't?
Man.
No, no. I was watching, and I'm like.
And then you signed Larry Sanders to play defense?
Yeah.
The guy ain't played in 2 years. Yeah. And he wasn't that good defensively.
And they're coming, yeah. I never thought he was like. They talk like he was Ben Wallace or something.
Yeah.
I was like, nah.
He's a 7-footer that clogs lanes, but he don't really clog a lane.
This might be the year the Eastern Conference is going to be very interesting, especially the way Toronto's playing without Lowry, mm-hmm. and Lowry's going to be back for the playoffs. Look, Boston and Washington, but I really got my eye on Washington.
Listen, me and you agree. Boston is a good team, but when you put Isaiah Thomas against Kyrie Irving,
right.
Kyrie's going to take it because he's shorter.
Yeah, I keep telling everyone, man, that's the only knock on Boston is that, and no knock on Isaiah Thomas,
right.
But when your primary scorer and your best player is 5'9", I don't see you going too far in the playoffs. He would be a good second or third option. Him being first option at 5'9", going into a playoff environment, I just don't see it ever happening going deep.
I mean, right now you got the Cavs and the Celtics are tied, basically. Cavs have the tiebreaker. Then you got the Wizards 2 games back. Then you got Toronto 3 games back.
It's tough, man.
I have not seen the Eastern Conference being this close with four teams in a long time, especially with LeBron James playing mm-hmm. in the Eastern Conference. Listen, the Cavs are 5-5 in the last 10 games. Yeah. They're not tearing it up right now. You can't just turn it on. You got like 10 games left.
This playoffs is going to be interesting. No, man, I can't.
Playoffs are going to be very interesting. Right now, if the Cavs win, they will have Indiana first round. I think they take care of them.
Indiana's eighth right now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, Indiana's I thought eighth. Indiana was.
Miami's seventh.
Miami's seventh, okay, because I wanted to see a Miami.
Milwaukee sixth.
If Golden State, if Cleveland hangs on and keeps the number one seed, I would have loved to see Cleveland-Miami first round.
No,
the eighth seed, of course.
I think Indiana will get them a little bit of trouble. Turner.
They've always given a LeBron-led team problems. Always.
Miles Turner. They just signed Lance Stephenson.
Paul George and the LeBron matchup is going to be good. Going to be fun to watch. I mean,
you got Boston will play Miami. Boston should take care of business. Washington will play Milwaukee. Nobody wants to play the Greek Freak.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
I wish Jabari Parker was still there, though.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And that team's come on. They're 7-3 last 10 games. Atlanta, Toronto will match up first round. But, I mean, I still think the team that could beat Cleveland, I'm not saying they will, is Washington.
I don't think they will, but, man, I see a 7-game series, though. I see seven games.
I'm not putting it past somebody needs to beat Cleveland this year. I'm not. I don't think it will, but I could see
Cleveland. The chances are better this year than the past, just the way Cleveland's playing defense. I mean, they're atrocious on defense, man.
I mean, it's laughable how bad they are on defense right now. Mm-mm-mm. I mean, seriously, the guys at the Dowd Y can play better defense.
I got it. You have a membership at the Dowd Y? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a membership there also.
You should. It's nice.
Yeah.
And then we got the Blazers take a 1-game lead on the Nuggets for 8th spot after beating Nuggets 122-113. C.J. McCollum had 39. Nurkic had 33.
That's going to be a nice race at the end mm-hmm. with those two teams. Because I think I'd rather see Denver.
Yeah, I would too.
I would rather see Denver because of their size.
The size and, Fareed and them guys, I really see them.
And a fresh new team in that playoff hunt.
You know what, though? I love to see that backcourt, McCollum and Lillard in it.
I do, but we've seen it before. And the only thing I don't like about watching those two guys, because they're a premier backcourt too, but sometimes I watch games and they come down, they don't run any plays. They just kind of take turns going one-on-one. That's kind of hard to watch for me sometimes.
No, it's a little bit. It can be hard to really get into. Do you have any more NBA talk you want to talk about?
No, that's about
it. Your Pistons or anything?
Clean house. They have to clean house.
Time to clean?
Yes, time to clean up, man. I mean, we have the talent. We have all the talent in the world on that team, and they kind of checked out. Last couple weeks, they've checked out. I mean, 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, we're in the eighth spot.
And they're 10th.
We're 10th now. Yeah, they've mentally checked out on Stan Van. I don't know how long he's going to be there after next year, but hopefully we get something in the draft now. We'll be in that like mid that middle of the pack in the draft. We'll get like maybe an okay player. So who knows, man.
Hey, you're with us in the Hornets.
But our team, yeah, we're going fishing this year. Going fishing. Yeah.
All right, let's go into Cash Money Players of the Week.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
All right, you got any cash money players of the week?
Like we were talking about a little earlier in the college of basketball. So what's his name again? What's his name? For South Carolina.
Thornwell. Yeah.
Like I said, we always have that every – we might always have that one player that comes out of nowhere in the tournament, and that's him. Playing very well for South Carolina, and like I said, could actually – he may lead them to a championship, even though I have the Zags winning, but, you know, who knows. But I like that guy.
He's been playing great. Did you have any other ones?
That's it. I might piggyback off of something you said that if I can't think of anything.
All right. The Brooklyn Nets for getting their first back-to-back wins of the season. Congrats. Finally win back-to-back games.
Whew.
That place is a mess. Suns Devin Booker, of course, scoring 70. Chris Chiuzo. Yeah, that's it.
True.
Sinks a three-pointer for Florida to beat Wisconsin.
That was bad defense at the end, too. Yeah. Do you agree with that? That was kind of bad defense.
Those two threes were nice, though. The one to tie the game and then one that he hit to win it.
But the one to win it, you should be defending that three-point line, man. Yeah. They kind of like let him come down and shoot.
They should.
That was bad. That was bad defense.
Yeah. Yeah, you still got to make it. Joel May, I guess I'll give May one for hitting the game winner against Kentucky. That was bad defense, too.
You know what's funny about that? 25 years to the month of when Kentucky lost to Duke on the Christian Laettner shot.
That's true.
Another white guy wearing number 32. It's the game winner on Kentucky.
This time Carolina.
Yep, this time Carolina.
Of course, I mentioned earlier John Wall for scoring 37 and 11 assists first of the Cavs. Guy's been killing it all year.
They won the division also, too.
Mm-hmm.
If that means anything, but.
They're just trying to get the 2 seed right now, which if they can get the 2 or the 1 seed, because they ain't out the 1 seed, they got a chance to get the 1 seed, too. If they can get home court, watch out. Oregon for getting to their first Final Four since 1939. South Carolina for getting to the first ever Final Four. Kemba sinks a late go-ahead three to lead the Hornets to win over the Raptors. Hornets scored 44 in the fourth.
Another disappointing team. Other than my Pistons, the Hornets.
Oh, no.
Disappointing season.
I told Big Shot before the season started.
Two playoff teams.
25-30 wins. They overachieved last year. They came back to earth. We have a coach that is very 500. 1 year we do 500. 1 year we go below 500. It's never a consistent thing. So until we actually build the right players around and the right coaching, we're never going to build to be that competitive. Right. I mean, it's just like the Pistons, dude. 500,
yep,
maybe.
Yep.
You know, look what they did in Boston. They built a – they're winning some various games. Atlanta usually is about the same record. Washington Wizards, they had a bad year last year. They got a new coach, and they're doing better, but they got the talent.
Props to Scott Brooks, too.
Oh, yeah.
They had him on the hot seat early in the season.
The way – and not to manage John Wall – Bradley Beal, who supposedly don't like each other for the way they played. Plus, you got Gortat going a triple-double every night. Who knows?
Mr. Triple-double. Sorry, Russ. It's the real triple-double king.
Going to the triple-double on the court, Westbrook had his 38th triple-double of the season last night. He scored 57, 13 rebounds, 11 assists in an overtime game versus the Magic. 57,
13, 11. Even though I'll go with Harden for the MVP, but Russell Westbrook, Jesus.
Dude, I'm telling you, they actually, it's been crazy.
It's like it's to a point where you cannot give him the MVP, but you can also not give it to Harden either. I see a co-MVP thing. I know the players won't like it, but I see a co-MVP thing. But yeah, I have an idea what the NBA should do. They should do what they do in college. Have a most outstanding player and the MVP. Most outstanding player would be Russell Westbrook. MVP would be James Harden.
And I say, could do it. I don't know.
Kind of with the Steph LeBron thing last year. I think Steph was the most outstanding last year, but LeBron always pretty much is the MVP.
I mean, Kawhi, you know, because you get a lot of votes. Kawhi Leonard should get a lot of these votes.
I call Kawhi the top two in the league, top two in the world.
He is.
Because of what he does at both ends of the floor. He's my favorite player to watch in the league.
He's a lot of fun.
He's my favorite player.
Going to some NFL news real fast, Bears signed Mark Sanchez. NFL owners banned to leaping over linemen on field goal attempts.
Yes, no I heard about that. Yep, no more of that.
I don't see it. I kind of get it because I know other people complain they might get hurt. NFL adopting proposal to eject or suspend players for specified illegal hits without a vote. I get it. I mean, you're trying to eject or, you know, if it's a bad hit, they should be ejected.
Right.
NFL adopts centralized replay, giving New York Command Center final say, rejects 5-yard bonus for kickoffs through uprights. You don't need a 5-yard bonus for an upright kick.
No, you don't.
Come on, dude. Let's add a 10-point field goal. Jason Witten signs a 4-year extension with the Cowboys. He's going to be playing until he's 40.
Yeah. How does he get open? He's like the slowest tight end I've ever seen, but that he gets no separation, but that boy is always open.
You know, I'll compare him to Dirk Nowitzki.
Mm.
Dirk is always open. Dirk finds the right jump, mm-hmm. the right place to get a jump. Mm-hmm. He's slow. He's a white guy, and they can't move, but boy, they get open.
Witten is always open.
He is. He's and a lot has to do with Dez and the other weapons on the team. But, yeah, he's always open. You would think at least one linebacker would stay on him.
But Witten
usually no.
Witten's the man, though.
Yeah.
Future Hall of Famer, Witten's the man.
Roger Goodell says he will attend the Pats regular season opener in Foxborough. I was hoping Big Shot was going to be here for this because I hope it's the Panthers. If they do, I'm going to New England just for that game.
They're
going
to boo the hell out of him. He tried to take that franchise down.
Oh, I hope so, man. This is a game you have to be at.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you game other NFL, Chicago Bears, anything else? We'll talk. We'll do a lot more.
Yeah.
We'll do a lot of draft stuff coming up.
This Sanchez signing, I've lost a little sleep over that, but we'll talk NFL in the coming weeks.
Absolutely, yeah.
Especially with the draft coming up.
That's what we're gonna get ready for coming up. We'll do some draft stuff next week. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, first one, Maria Canales rumored to be headed to WWE. You remember Maria, right?
Yeah, Maria, yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Where's Mike? That's her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Kane files paperwork to run for mayor of Knox County, Tennessee.
I saw that. Good job. Jesse Ventura 2.0.
I'm going to say town hall. Because at the town hall meeting, can you please wear the costume? The mask and all, man. You want to clean up the streets of Knox County?
Yeah.
Wear the outfit. Yeah. Isaiah Thomas says he doesn't care about Devin Booker scoring 70. We're headed to the playoffs. They're headed to the lottery.
I have two. He's right. He has a point on one end. Then comes off a little salty at another end. Little salty.
A little salty. I'm going to say, I just had it. Trash talking 101.
Yeah, I mean, 70 is 70, man. And you were pretty much guarding him, too.
Yeah.
He was guarding him.
Well, I thought Jay Crowder was guarding him most.
Right? Isaiah got a little bit of that 70. Right. He ate a little bit of that.
WrestleMania 33 is this weekend. Two words. WrestleMania 33.
Very interesting. I'm usually hyped for WrestleMania in years past. This one's going to be all right. I like the car, but I don't know about that main event. I'm not big on that main event at all.
Is it Ultimate Thrill Ride? That's my words. But, yeah, it's still WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the main event is. It's still WrestleMania season. So I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to, I know the main event will probably be questionable, and there's a couple other things I probably won't like. But
now, some rumors that I've heard. Actually, I do have another two words for WrestleMania.
Okay.
For this rumor that I heard, I don't know if I hope it happens. Hardy Boys.
Why are you excited? Are you excited for Team Extreme, or are you excited for the Broken Hardys?
Team Extreme.
Okay.
I don't like that broken gimmick. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I can see why you're excited for Team Extreme. The Broken Hardy gimmick, just a different gimmick. Mm-hmm. I don't think it worked WWE.
It won't. It won't. I don't think it will. I think the fans, a lot of the fans will like it, though.
Some of them will. I think it will be because they would have to let – they wouldn't have the creative control.
Right, they're right, because They don't have the right.
WWE would have to run that gimmick, and I don't know if they would do it right.
But Team Extreme, if they still have anything left from that.
They could have a couple matches.
I could see them in, like, the Usos. I could see it, man.
Let's see what happens. Can't wait. WrestleMania 33 could be The Undertaker's last.
To Roman Reigns, too. Wow.
Yep.
He can lose to Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking, behind the scenes earlier, that it'd be pretty sweet to for the setup for next year. Reigns and Lesnar.
I'm going to say rest in peace. That's mine.
Yeah. I was hoping it'd be Sting, but that,
With Sting being, with his injury, it's hard for him to come back from that.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. We'll see.
Yeah.
Stephanie McMahon admits she fought for John Cena to turn heel. I want it as a fan, she said.
Never happened. That's my two words, first of all. Never happened. He's the only superstar ever in my years of watching wrestling that I just could never see turn heel. It wouldn't work. I don't think it'd work.
You could have done it back when he was with the Nexus, when he got beat.
Yeah.
But you never actually did it. And then it reached a point, why do it now?
Yeah, so, I mean, there was no way.
It could have worked with CM Punk. I think him and Punk could have worked. My two words, wishful thinking, because it would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mean Gene calls Bobby the Brain Heenan the most colorful, or most interesting guy he's ever interviewed.
Two words?
Yeah.
Best manager. To me, Bobby the Brain is the best manager of all time.
Greatest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest manager.
Greatest manager of all time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Joseph Nurkic of the Blazers shares a special message for Nuggets after win. Says, I wish the guys a happy summer. Of course, he's the one that got traded from the Nuggets to the Blazers.
That's why I like this race with these two teams. That's why I like it, man.
I love the trash talk NBA and stuff. It's great.
Me too.
Isaiah Thomas learned a lesson. Ghost in the Shell movie coming out this weekend with Scarlett Johansson.
Love her. Love her. That's all I can say. I can't say about the movie.
I love. By the way, Mrs. Summit, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Summit. Happy birthday.
But if, I ever need a second wife, Scarlett Johansson's there. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, what about the movie? Are you can't wait?
No, not really. No, right. Not really.
It's the anime movie, so I'm not sure how.
I'll wait for DVD or Blu-ray.
Yeah, Redbox. It trailer. I knew you watched the trailer. I did not.
Very creepy. But this is why it's creepy to me, because people who know me well know that I don't like clowns. I am not a clown person. I don't care if Ronald McDonald, I don't like I don't like clowns, man. But I actually go see this movie.
You ready?
Because I remember seeing the original.
I saw the original, but I don't know if I'll see this one. I probably will at some point.
I'm surprising myself that I want to watch this movie because I hate clowns, man.
It's very creepy. Those things are very creepy. I watched Stephen King's movies, man.
Oh yeah,
always like that. Yeah, Spider-Man trailer. Did you watch it?
I haven't seen. No.
Very good. Looks very good.
My top two favorite superhero of all time: him and Batman.
Yeah, watch the trailer. It looks very good.
I remember in elementary school, from first grade to third grade, I was Spider-Man for like 3 years straight for Halloween. had the same Spider-Man costume. Loved it.
Yeah, I love Spider-Man. Let's go into Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
All right, you got any Bon Voyages?
Yeah, we didn't do the Facebook Live today. I noticed that. Okay.
No, because we got to get a different look for it.
Okay, cool.
Thing to hold it.
But once again, you know, iTunes, Spreaker, Periscope. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. You know, and we out of here.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in.
You know.
Thank you for being here.
See you next week. Post-WrestleMania.
That's right, and we'll talk some more Mania. I'll get y'all's thought what happened on WrestleMania this weekend as well.
Post national championship.
Yep, we have that. We'll have some baseball. The first week of baseball is this weekend. Can't wait. Go Dodgers.
Go Yankees.
But thank you for joining us this week on the show. Lonzo Ball, Dennis Smith, and others declaring for NBA draft. See ya. Good luck. Knicks, Joakim Noah suspended 20 games. He's going to start his suspension now. Eva Marie's contract will not be renewed by WWE, so she's done. WWE. Lionel Messi banned 4 international games after foul mouth rant at ref. Actually suspended 4 games.
4 games for that?
Yep. Mets closer Julius Familia suspended 15 games following October arrest for on domestic violence charge. That's a big loss for them for 15 games. Jace Jeter transferring from Duke. I wanted to get big shot. He said the guy was very questionable, so not that big of a deal. Detroit Red Wings will miss the playoffs in the NHL for the first time in 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're missing the playoffs, man. They're always in the playoffs.
Always.
Yeah, but they're gone this year. And lastly, LeVar Ball. See you, buddy. You're going fishing.
Yeah, we'll hear from him in the next couple months again.
Oh yeah.
Hey, did you see the video of him playing basketball?
Yes, Rick Lee.
Oh boy, he's terrible.
Did you watch? Highly questionable. Was great with that. Talking about he's that guy on the basketball court that sits on the sideline, talks junk.
MJ wanted none of that. Yeah. LeVar. MJ wanted no parts of you.
That's right. All right. You got anything else?
That's it, man. Breakdown Sports Show. See ya.
And as always, from my partners in crime, Big Shot, Mr. 315, and of course, Big Shot always says, sports is life.
Sports is life.
And as always, you can catch us everywhere.
Sci-Peace.